Hey. It's Sunday.
What you mean? Is it true?
It's cool.
Yeah, that's all we do, a kid, the truth. What it do, bitch? Did the school, bitch? Just check in if you wanna know the truth, bitch. From the nobodies to the who's who, bitch. Mr. Ice Cream, man, he got the school, bitch. Hey, what it do, bitch? Did the school, bitch? Just check in if you wanna know the truth, bitch. From the nobodies to the who's who, bitch. Mr. Ice Cream, man, he got the school, bitch. Hey, what it do, bitch? What it do, bitch?
Hey, I like to take this time to welcome everybody to Sunday the Scoop. Well, we coming to give y'all the scoop, the whole scoop, and nothing but the scoop, so help us God. So won't you hold on to your seatbelts? Cruising on a Sunday with a slight tilt. Kicking some heartfelt knowledge to your higher self. It's the scoop.
Season three, repeat.
Y'all know what time it is. All right, it's your host, man, PJ Perfect Gentleman. Got my two co-hosts with me, Tony MFD.
Got that shit on.
And Mr. Fly Jock himself, ladies and gentlemen.
Here I go.
boom. Hey, you know, I'm gonna have to put that on the sound effect board. That here I go.
Yeah.
Go ahead. One time for the one time. All right.
I'm calling niggas out like the lunch line.
All right. Hey, man, anything happened with you, gentlemen? Like, let's go ahead and do that recap because, you know, we had a little minute off.
Yeah, we had two weekends.
I mean? Yeah, we had a little minute off, you know what I'm saying?
Part two of my whole birthday weeks thing, off.
Stuff like that. You know, we trying to
sit back,
get some
relax,
new stuff going.
Get our mind right for season three.
That's right. So, all right, I'm going to just put this nugget in here, man. Due to unfortunate circumstances of what's going on in the world today, I ain't got to say no details of it. Guests couldn't be here today, so we going to jump it off next weekend. Definitely we looking at guests all season three.
Season three is going to be a lot of guests.
Yes.
We ain't talking about
we
the
opening up the home to you.
I'm talking about, listen, we got everybody. If you're a 9-to-5-er, you're a stripper,
hey,
you a cook.
Hey.
You, we got strippers coming? Oh, yeah,
hey,
we got strippers.
Hey, we got to talk to the, hey, listen, what you mean?
They supposed to be up here dancing while we talking. Yep.
Pop that pussy, baby. Show them niggas you ain't scared of me.
I'm bringing a whole roll of quarters.
Hey, but that's that.
Nah, bitch, that's my thing.
Tony, boy, that's that old funk right there, boy.
Make them get their money right.
Hey, that's that old funk now.
She popping the puss, shaking the ass, bouncing them titties.
All right, PT.
Spinning my cash, spinning me fast, because I want to fuck and don't give a fuck.
Hey, ladies, man.
The man, crazy, man.
Listen, man.
Drop the top.
I'm glad that you guys are in the comments, man. Let's keep it going because we got a question, man. Are there any good men left? You know, we always see, and
that's
an
easy answer.
This came up. It was Shorty. It said, let me see. I don't even know who.
We need to start putting their Instagram names or.
That's what I'm trying.
Or we can ask them if it's okay if we.
Well, this is posted. I get the source right now is raphouse.tv.
Okay.
That posted it, but it's coming from, I don't know. This looked like Young Miami, honestly. I'm just saying that's what it looked like.
Shut up, Tony.
I'm just saying. What you mean?
If it's from her, Young Miami.
It said, look, listen, okay, she didn't hold back. All right, check it out. This is what she said.
She go with Unk, man, that don't count.
Look, listen. All right. Listen.
She go with Diddy.
Oh, shit.
She go with Unk.
Oh, yeah. All right,
It stated,
he gave her a good allowance, though.
Listen, though, it stated like this. There are no good men out there, say many women, right? And she said, actually, no, sis. They are out there, but they avoid you because one, you're disrespectful.
Bruh, we getting information from a city girl. Come on, bruh.
Wait.
I just said I think. I don't know.
But I'm saying she said, she's the same one that's corrupting.
Are women disrespect? Like she said, number one, you're disrespectful. Number two, you're unappreciative.
Who?
She said number three, y'all you complain.
Who's she talking about?
She talking about the women.
Oh, talk that shit, Carisha. Carisha. Talk that shit, Carisha.
All right.
I fuck with Carisha, though.
Once again, she said, number one, y'all women disrespectful. Number two, y'all unappreciative. She said, number three, y'all complain all the time about everything. She said, number four, y'all are materialistic, the opposite of a wealth builder. Number five, you're loud and unpleasant. Number six.
Damn. Well, Carisha.
You a slave Carusha. Queen or whatever the hell Carusha. That means.
Carusha.
Number seven, you think your career is more important than family. Number eight, you don't even like children. Number nine, you're negative. Number 10, are a user.
Oh, shit.
Number 11, you think sex is for fun. Number 12, the way you dress is embarrassing.
Damn, Carisha.
Number 13, being with you is like being with another man. Number 14,
all you do
is talk about yourself and what you want. Number 15.
And this is coming from the city girl.
You have standards, but are actually below standard as a wife material.
God. Ooh, shit.
This is Mike and I'm dropping. Listen. This is Mike and I just dropped it. Well, she
shout
just dropped
out
that
to
bitch.
The city girl.
Hey, listen, Young Miami, if you listen to this, baby, Carisha, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I had you judged all wrong. Your music tend to indicate something different, but you smart. Most of all, you're loyal.
Hey, behind them doors, she's a whole nother person.
Y'all hear that? Mm-hmm. It's okay to bump that shit in your car, but when you get out, that motherfucker come to the house.
Yep.
Picture this. You're in this bed. But T-shirt on your panties on.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
I wasn't finna go all into detail. Y'all know where I was going with it.
Soaking wet.
Thank you, Carisha. All
right.
Yes, yes.
You say that just hit deep. Lord, forget what? Hey, read that comment. I ain't got my thing up. I need to go live.
That just hit deep. Lord, forgive me. Help me. See? It's okay.
It's so what it is. It's okay. This is what we asking, fellas. Just because with that paradigm, as far as, like I said, we just heard from a woman's perspective. You see what I mean?
A female rapper.
All right, right. So we just heard.
They talk to y'all about getting a nigga for his money.
Yeah.
Right. So.
And what that poom poom talk about.
Right. So at this point, we're just trying to see, you get what I'm saying, where everybody's at, where people's at, you know, generation. Remember, we're always trying to do things to combat and help the younger generation, or, you know, the people that's out there that's listening. You get what I mean? It don't matter if you
are we.
yeah, we help. Yeah, we help. Man,
these
listen.
Motherfuckers out here, this younger generation, they can't be helped. Sorry, I gave up on talking to them. For real.
Listen. So
look, these motherfuckers believe in popping at bitches and Ryan Beard. They don't want to see 30. They want if they get a good 25 years out of their life, they did it.
They want to.
They went out
ops.
On top.
That they want to smoke ops. They want to do all this.
Well, check it out. This was a question that I heard. And Fly, you write about that, what you just said, the op shit, all that, that bullshit. So, but listen, this was a very interesting question that was out, a statement, should I say, and it's like, they said that women were never taught how to treat men growing up. But in the same retrospect, you know, a woman did come back and clap back and say, well, shit, today's men are not being taught how to treat women. So do we get to that? Because it also, that I think that kind of clashes
be,
with the
that can
with
be
the, with
true.
The, with the, with
it's
the topic.
A 50-50.
You see what I mean?
That can be true. That can be true.
So is anybody teaching anything as far as, you know, a statue, men being of valor? You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Is it, and we know, we probably learned a lot of this stuff back in the day through sports, through our coaches, you know what I'm saying? Through, you know, if Pops was there, Pops was
that's
there. That's
yeah, right, right.
Stuff like that.
It can be a difference if the father figure was there. that is something different. But, you know, I done seen some people grow up with our fathers and they, know what I'm saying, treat these women right still.
Right.
Because they got a strong mama.
What? Somebody in the comments talking about you, PJ.
Yeah, what happened? What did he say?
Because I can't see. Where does PJ get this trash? Google. Hey, Google. Siri. Hey, Alexa.
What trash?
Yeah, what address on what trash you talking about.
Yeah, for real. Because at the end of the day, it's, all I said is, listen, I didn't say none of this. Like I said, I gave y'all the source of what it is. But at the end of the day, like I said, that woman said that that women complain so much about there not being any good men left, but yet, you know, A, they're disrespectful, they're unappreciative, you know, they complain all the damn time. This is not my words. They loud, unpleasant.
This is from the captain of the City Girls.
They think sex fun or whatever it is. They're users. They're negative, often negative. So,
damn, that's fucked up.
You know. Hey, that has nothing to do with me.
It's funny, man. They going in.
Men complain too. Men are all of that.
Okay, well, I mean, most men complain.
Man, I complain. I think
men complain in order not to, you know, do what they don't want to do. Like, you know, to avoid getting in trouble, like avoid from knocking the bitch upside the head. You see what I'm saying? I'm for real.
Yeah.
All right. I'm lying. I think that men complain to avoid from knocking somebody upside the head.
Well, I complain because that's the right thing to do, not because I don't want to put my hands on you. I do not condone nor support any man that put his hands on a woman. Now, if you untie her shoe while she walking, that's on her. But
he said untie her shoe.
Wow. Make her ass step on that bed. Oh really PJ? Oh really? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Y'all come for the perfect gentleman today. Please. But you had something going on when you said men complain for stuff that they don't want to do, because it's a lot of things that I think we as men do that we really don't want to do, but we do it.
We end up doing it
to make y'all happy, and then
just for y'all to shut up.
But then
that is what he wanted to say.
Like, I'm for real, because you do that shit, right? You do it. You adjust whatever the fuck you had going on,
okay,
to accommodate them and do whatever the fuck they want to do,
just
only to find out
make them happy,
and only to find out that shit was only good for that day,
right?
Tomorrow, you gotta do something else. It's a whole nother.
So I did this task. Now, I can keep.
I got a good 2 days.
Oh, all right, boom. I'm done with this. Friday come around.
What the fuck? That's what we doing today, babe?
Yeah, come on.
Like, bro, we just went out. Like,
take my ass. You got to take my
2 weeks ago. Like, what are you talking about right now?
It didn't count because we went with your friends, babe. It didn't count. We went with your friends.
Yeah. Talk your shit, PJ.
Please tell me how that don't count.
Like, tell me. Tell,
I don't understand.
In the words of Craig Kevin Hart, help me. Make me understand.
I think everybody that went through this. So, if it's a group of us,
group,
you with me.
You here.
And they with they
it don't
people.
Count.
It don't count, talk
man. We laugh, kiki, joke, eat good, drink good.
Hallelujah.
And guess what? You didn't open your wallet.
Oh, at all.
This don't count.
And I did.
Ooh.
So now, hey, Tony, PJ, let's go hang out.
Oh, but you can go hang out there. Oh.
Wait,
I was just with you the other day.
No, you won.
You was with your friend. Yeah, because chilling with you one-on-one is just like a fucking argument waiting to happen. Like, straight up. We need a group setting. So that way, you're not in my, like, make it make sense to me.
Because I don't know how it don't
because
count.
Because, now, this is my thing, right? I'm going to let y'all into my world a little bit. My shit is, if we go out.
Okay.
Everybody else is all up on their, you know, significant other.
Right.
And I'm out this bitch just entertaining. You know, and I'm out this bitch having fun. I say, I live with you.
Okay.
We rode in this motherfucker together.
Damn, I need an organ.
Look, we rode in this bitch together. We leaving this bitch together. When I land in bed, your ass gonna be on the other side of me. So I'm not finna be all up in your ass out here in this public goddamn place when everybody know who the fuck you with. So why is it a problem? Because you see him over that big kiss. You want me to come give you a kiss?
Preach, preacher.
No. Fuck that. No. Because if I gave one, you're going to know that bitch wasn't real. I'm just doing it because I just seen. You're going to know that bitch wasn't real. I'm just doing it because I just seen John just kiss. Vickers, let me come over here and kiss you.
I ain't got nothing to say. You done insulted me. And I got to kick your ass right now.
Yeah, I got to go home.
Hey man, I gotta go to the five before I go home, so she'll be gonna jump all that shit off if she looking. If she looking, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, like, or this is the perfect example.
Go.
That shit crazy.
This is my killer, right?
All
right,
go.
All right. Fly.
Oh shit.
Example.
Oh shit.
Man, you going to the club tonight.
Let's go.
We going to the club.
Boom.
We hitting that motherfucker.
Hit that bitch.
All on Snapchat, IG.
Yeah, we going to the club tonight.
All right, fuck it, go.
All right.
Go.
Before tonight,
uh-huh.
She want to go to the mall.
Okay.
Go to the mall. She want to go get something to eat.
Boom.
Go get something to eat.
Okay.
All right. Now it's
time. We calling?
All right. I'm going to go back home.
Okay.
I get back home, take a shower, you know what I'm saying? Change it.
Okay.
Oh, you really ain't want to do nothing. You just want to get me out of the way so you don't hear my mouth. Nigga.
Oh, my gosh.
I just spent the whole damn day with you so I can go out. I thought that was, like, part of the plan.
That was our time.
But you still met, oh, this whole day perfect, and you want to mess it up by going out with Ja. The fuck? Ooh. I told you this originally before we even went anywhere. Look, I'm going out with Ja tonight. Now, because you don't made me feel bad about wanting to enjoy myself with my homeboy, hey, Ja.
I don't even want to go no more.
Yeah, Tony, we know you ain't coming. Yeah, you right, bro. She tripping. I'm just going to head and chill. But you know what? I'm coming out. I'm going to let the world to know. Me and Jock hanging out at the motherfucking club tonight, goddamn it.
Well, that's kind of what I think what Golden said about the, she said, you know, it's not all women. It's both, and most men are gay, no offense. Respectful, but men want more than men want more than a woman than one woman.
They want more than one woman.
Oh, okay.
We don't want that community to come at us. Was that a comment?
Yeah,
that is a comment. It ain't got nothing to do with us.
No, I know because you know the Alphabet Boys are trying to shut this whole thing down.
They'll be all right.
Shout out to y'all. Watch us now. Watch us.
They'll be all right, man.
Man, they're gonna be all right.
Yeah, man. They ain't gonna take. They ain't take.
But yeah, man. I mean. Back to what they were saying, though. Like I say, at the end of the day, I just feel like sometimes I feel like, do you feel like a lot of people, or we're getting a lot of relationships with people who maybe haven't been through a lot?
What happened? I said that again.
Like, they ain't been through nothing to see what the hell they got, if you are a good man or a bad man. Because some of them, you had to be came from a real dark place to understand, like, damn. Like, when you get somebody like a perfect gentleman or a fly or a Tony motherfucking D.
They don't know how. It's the same.
And I think it's vice versa, too.
It
because
is. I was just going
to
say that.
Call in. What's the phone number to call in?
Who trying to call in?
Oh, it's 407.
You typed it in there?
It's in the description.
Yeah, 407-821-9370.
Yeah, chime in.
It's like, cause I mean I know it's a couple chapters in my past that I didn't really realize what type of person they were at the time.
Okay.
Because I was out here hoeing and going, you know what I'm saying? So I didn't realize like, damn, this was somebody that was, you know,
we gotta call her.
Oh shit! All right, yeah.
Oh shit! Who this is?
Hey, Miss Nita.
This who?
Miss Nita.
Hey, Miss Nita, how you doing?
Let me say,
what's up, Tony? How y'all doing?
What's going on, Nita? I'm so happy you on the phone and not in the comments. Talk your shit, boo.
And that man PJ, what's up?
Oh, that man is what we call you. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
You see how she said it? And that man.
What happened?
Okay, so I'm gonna agree with Tony. Ooh. If you spend the whole day with me, okay, take your ass on.
Thank you.
You see what I'm saying? Go hang with your fellas, cause I don't wanna overwhelm you, and to the point where you get tired of seeing my face, and next thing you know, we going at it, because individual time is necessary. Boy time is necessary. Girl time is necessary. You don't need to be up under me 24/7. Take your ass on to the club.
You gotta breathe now. Don't pass out on the call. Breathe when you're talking now.
Now, I personally think that it has a lot to do with insecurities. Maybe okay. They may feel some type of way that you may probably hook up with another female or something, or they just want to keep a close eye on you. But at the end of the day, a female needs to understand that you are my spouse, not my mother. Which means at the end of the day, I'm still allowed to do my own shit.
Y'all hear that, ladies? And this ain't me talking. This is a woman talking. A beautiful black woman talking.
And thank you.
She said shit all caps.
Talk your shit. For real.
What about as to the topic as the, which is, this was part of it, is just.
You gonna cry in the
car. Are there any good men left? Old girl said that the reason is because, you know, the women and how they, you know, are raised.
I feel like people don't know how to date in their own caliber, which means they date mismatch. Oh, if you have everything all together, you go pick up a nobody off the street and they get mad and say niggas ain't shit or females ain't shit. You have to date what matches you. The reflection of you, because in that case you're going to keep attracting the same individuals, and that's insanity.
Oh my God! Listen, okay. That shit right there just gave me chills.
We're gonna leave on that note. Thank you for calling.
Hell no, let her keep going. Come on, you need to become a guest one day on the scoop. We got to get your info so you can become a guest on the scoop.
I have one more thing to say.
I'm gonna sit right next to PJ.
I feel as though a lot of people who hasn't have experience in relationships expect so much. And you cannot expect the world from someone if you haven't experienced the world yourself.
Yeah.
So it's better for you to grow with the individual that you are with. There's really nothing out there.
You need to drop that line after that one right there. I ain't got nothing else to say.
Yeah.
And I'm gone.
That's it.
All right.
Nada. Shakita, Queen of doing it, Trevor.
Preach, sister. Preach.
Look. Boy, look. And I don't know if y'all follow the show, but me and her, we never get along. So the fact that she just agreed with me here on October 3rd, a day before my baby birthday. Happy birthday, baby. Daddy, love you. We're finna jump in a minute.
Wow.
That speak volumes, goddammit.
Wow.
I'm talking about her.
Wow. Hey, I got a book, you
know, for real. Because you know, partnership is better than ownership. I'm just telling y'all.
Damn, bro.
I just impressed myself with that motherfucker. God damn. Hold on.
You talking about when it comes down to a relationship?
Partnership.
Okay.
Yeah, when it comes down to a relationship, partnership is better than ownership.
Yes, it is.
Meaning, try and be a partner with your man or woman. Don't try and own them. Don't think, you need to check in with me. You know what I'm saying? Because naturally, if...
Go ahead, brother. Preach on.
Naturally.
Preach on.
Because naturally, if he feel in the relationship, he feel in the environment, he feel in you, or vice versa, they're going to naturally tell you things that you don't have to ask for. I'll tell you, hey, I'm finna go hang out with y'all. I'll probably be back at like 2 or 3. But don't hold me to that two or three.
I don't know. Like
ain't
to say,
no,
I,
ain't
I'll,
no
I'll
such thing as ownership
time.
In this world.
That's
anyway.
What I'm saying. Don't hold me to that 2 or 3.
I will be back. I won't be out late. I can't give you time because when that cup start getting in your system.
But see.
Okay.
And see, y'all, and also, ladies.
You can't own something you ain't created. So at the end of the day, ain't nothing in this world is really owned. People,
I need to fucking start reading a book because these niggas read the whole 2 weeks. Shit,
y'all got quotes.
Hey,
today,
as a matter of fact, shout out to Rick Ross, man, Rick Rose, man.
Even read none this 2 weeks.
Rick Ross got a new book, A Perfect Day to Boss Up. Y'all go cop that, man. That's coming from the scoop. Perfect Day to Boss Up, gentlemen, and ladies, go cop that, man.
The
phony.
Oh yeah, I'm trying to see what she said because I want to read that. She said something about what did we think. So I'm trying to.
It's not all women. It's both in evil times. Most men. Oh, you read that.
I read that one. It's another one she got. I can't see it. I don't see it in here.
I agree, but at the same time, I really feel like it's just God's will, and when that time right, or if it ever be a time, it will come. I honestly believe that a lot of will be single.
A lot of women. Well, because the ratio, when you look at the count, I mean, there are more women than men, period. So,
but it's a lot of good guys that's single because of poison women. That has ruined. Okay.
Need to say it like I said, unlearn, relearn, black love.
He better get his damn compliment in that boy.
Who, me?
Nah, I'm talking about PJ. she said, need to say it like I said. Unlearn, relearn.
Man, oh, yeah. Look. Yeah, y'all go pop that merch on SundayTheScoop.com, hey, man. I thank you. Thank you for dropping that.
Listen, real talk. At the end of the day, to all the young women out there, that if they did read that quote, and if that was from Miami, young Miami, shout out to her. Like I say, I can be Carisha. A man and apologize if that's your way of thinking, and I really realize that you do stuff to make you money, and I can't hate on that right there.
But right.
If that's y'all idol and that's who y'all look forward to and listen to, you gotta listen to ass when she's saying some real shit. Because was saying some real shit. So.
That's everybody. That is music. That's like, we love Gucci, Jeezy, Ply. All them talked about street shit. We will still listen to the same thing. We go listen to the rappers talking about all these killers. We ain't finna go kill. We just like the music.
Right.
We just like the music. I like Carisha. I like, what's the other one with the big lips? JT. I like her too. They music disgusting.
And that's how Florida boys like
that's
it.
That's how Florida boys is. That's how Florida girls is. You can have a massive degree in everything, but you will listen to the city.
But your ass is nasty.
Yeah.
In other words, what he's saying, you can have the highest degree of degree.
You can have a master's over degrees.
And still get 8 out.
And still won't paint balls to the face. It don't matter. We can't judge you. Like the great rich homies say, you can't judge her. You know what I'm saying? She like paintballs to the face.
In the words of Rich Homie Cool.
You can't judge her. And you I won't judge you. Her. So whatever music you listen to, shoot, people listen to Kirk Franklin, Shirley Caesar. Behind them doors,
stomp.
GP, are you with me? You know what I'm saying? We can't judge them.
Yeah, that's what the women say behind the doors. GP, are you with me?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
They want you to stomp.
Not damn sure trying to stomp.
Okay.
You should be holding my breath. I've been getting her down.
Hey, listen, you are.
JK, yes, JK. Hey. JK need to come here next week.
Yeah, listen, I thought she was supposed to be here. Up, bro.
JK
listen,
supposed to be here. Matter of fact, JK has gonna to be the first.
Everything is
going to
be dates. As a matter of fact, we're going to make sure that everything is going to be dates. All the information
JK
will be available
has to be the first guest
when people are coming. All right. Hey, but the real problem is women or men have higher standards. Meanwhile, they are toxic, unavailable. Let me see what else. What did it say?
You stop out on the face.
Oh, somebody calling in.
Oh, shit, we got a call. All right, we got a call. Let's
we
go.
Got a call. We just got a letter.
We just got a call.
Thank you for calling Geico.
What up? Y'all already know it's Golden on the line.
I already knew who it was.
I say, boy, that thing flooded with comments today. They don't miss a whole lot of my comments. Yeah. I had made a comment in the beginning.
We needed to see them. I can't see them.
I read them all. I just didn't say them all. You hear me?
I didn't read them all.
I was saying, the first comment was, oh, yeah, I'm going to be that upcoming. First, I said, good afternoon, King. Good afternoon, y'all.
Good afternoon, Queen.
Good afternoon.
Golden.
And then I said, y'all got to make sure y'all leave a spot for upcoming scrippers. And that's going to be my song. That let me see you pop that pussy. Yeah, that's going to be the song I come out of here.
Yeah.
For one minute, though. But if y'all want more, y'all got to be, the viewers got to be Cash App ready. Zell ready.
They got to be Alpha Pay ready.
I'll do the whole song. I'm telling you, exclusive.
I got upcoming a whole roll of quarters. I am flipping everything.
And then I made a comment about Tony. I made a comment about Tony that y'all missed. I was saying that you didn't say that you laid that dick down after that day. Because if you laid that dick down, I think she would have been straight. You supposed to put her to sleep, babe.
Oh, shit. You right. I did. And I did not put her to bed.
Because when you stayed home, y'all did have sex, right?
Huh?
When you stayed home, y'all had sex, right?
Yeah, we did.
That's what I'm saying. That you should
have
just.
You saying you supposed to have it down, laid it down.
Yeah, and she would have been straight. Done. Put her to sleep. I don't think she the problem.
Tony
you
say all that
up.
I'm giving is for the love.
Standing ovation.
All right, baby.
Hey, or that might just be my thinking from the city girl. Sex is just fun.
What?
She just making herself look.
It is what it is. So, all right, Golden, let me ask you this.
That's why I was like, Lord, forgive me, because a lot of them comments had done hit me. I was like, yeah, that's me. Oh, shit, that's right. Me too.
So you believe there's good man left?
I believe there's good man left, and I also believe that, everything is timing. I agree with everything Margie said as well. It's just a lot of us be wanting stuff so bad, nobody want to really stand, and you get yourself involved in stuff that don't even make sense, and you make your own self mad. So it's just all about patience and being content within yourself. Like, at the end of the day, you know, and I ain't gonna even lie. It's God. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. It's God that keeps me. Cause I be going through it. I've been single now 6 years. So it's like everything been BS. And it's like, dang, like even last night, for an example, the boy trying to say he wanna buy me. Like, get to know me first. You know what I'm saying? Then he telling me he'll pay for this, he'll pay for that.
Walk away, Safoni. He's saying all this stuff.
And I'm like, Safoni, we can't even get to know each other.
So he's trying to have his cake and eat it too, basically.
If he offering to buy...
No, he say he's single. He say he's single, but he's saying he like me. That.
Yeah, he's single with a family. He's single with a whole family.
Run away from that.
He's single. Matter of fact, he's single with a family with newborn kids.
I be like, so listen, right? When I left him around him, I went to put him on that empire. Say, I gotta do my own thing. I do my own thing. Cause at the end of the day, I'm just gonna continue to do me. Like, I'm not saying I don't want no man or nothing, but I'm just gonna, you know, razzle dazzle, talk to people, and when it come across and I see that match, like Margie mentioned, right, you know, just feel people out.
I got a question. I'm raising my hand. I got a question. So how did you feel about any of the, you know what I mean? Like I think she gave us 20 things, right?
15.
She gave us like 20 things or whatever it was. So did any of those 20 things stand out to you as to why?
At least 10 of them. I think that's on both. The everything she just called, that's a man too. It ain't just women. Right. That's a man too.
So when you
say that, it go back to what I was saying about, you know, God's will. It is what it is with a lot of stuff. I don't even be trying to figure a lot of stuff out no more. I just be going with the flow because it keep me sane.
Okay.
It keep me sane.
Well, I think that also combats that also kind of like go hand in hand with what I was just saying. Also, as far as the, you know, men and women being taught, you know, how to treat one another. You see what I mean? Especially in this day and age, you know, we know that may be thrown out the window to a certain degree. You know, back then we had a lot more OGs that were like, we had more OGs than old heads.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? We had a little bit more OGs than old heads, even though some of them wasn't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not even going to say that. That's not even that true.
Y'all just seen that comment, right?
Well,
men lie, women lie better.
Yeah. You see that shit?
See? That's the reason it ain't no good men. They know how to lie better.
But like I say, it just so all wrap up to it is what it is at the end of the day. But what you who running? Who running?
Okay.
At the end of the day, it's like, you know, I feel like a lot of stuff be destiny and purpose. So okay. I just let stuff connect the dots and not try to think about it too much. Like, I just want to vibe, like, for real. I don't even want to think about singleness and all that stuff no more because it's irritating.
See?
Okay.
I told myself this week, I told my homegirl, I ain't even finna be, it's crazy y'all mentioned that topic because that's what we was on this week, talking about that. And I just told her, you know what? I'm to the place now where it's like, I'm just going to either believe God or, I am going to believe God and I'm just going to chill. Because at the end of the day, it's like you meet somebody and you be caught up with them and then boom. I got a lady.
Check this
out. I got
out.
A wife.
See?
Fall
back in the comments. I got a question
for
you.
See, hold on real quick, Stefani. Before you fall back, I want to tell you that you are the three selves that most people can't be. You know yourself. You understand yourself. Therefore, you always being yourself. You hear me?
I know that's right. I like that
part. You ain't changing up who you are for nobody, bro. Like, that's what makes you. Every time you call the show or you come to the show, it's always the same energy. Ever since we known you, before we even started doing this damn podcast, you know, your energy has always been the same.
Bruh, listen.
You are one of the most...
I know Stefani way back. Stefani ain't changed.
Ain't changed.
Only thing changed was her bank account.
Hey,
it grew.
All right.
Know what I'm saying?
And her yard, man, because she don't call me no more. But okay.
Tony, how about I had done met a little dude, right? So how about he cut the yard two times since the last time you've been there? He really trying to put it down, but at the end of the day, he got a whole lady. A whole lady, and he keep talking about sex. I don't want to have sex.
You cutting your grass?
I ain't him to cut the yard. He just keep cutting the yard. I cut the yard. I put $50 in the mailbox.
Just keep smiling at him. That shit, fuck it.
And throwing that ass in a circle.
Hey, Tony, as soon as he stops, you already know what it is.
Shorts and smile at him, and he'll cut that bit free every time. Fuck it.
Every time. All right,
but Tony, you know what it is.
I got a question.
All right,
Stefani.
All right, appreciate your call. Thank you for calling in, Golden.
All right,
as always.
Shout out to Young Miami again. She talking her shit.
My question is to the women because. Are women, like, really willing to wait it out? Like, wait it out. You see what I'm saying? And I ask that because, you know, they get into the point of, you know, putting the word out, oh, men ain't shit. Ain't no good man left. None of that. But are those women that are saying those things, are they even willing to, you know, to wait it out? Wait for the, you know, that
I got woman. A, you see what I mean? Got a question. What is a good man and what is a good woman?
Shit, that's going to be different to every guy.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody like, oh, ain't no more good men.
Not really.
Some girls don't want no nigga that,
I think they got some substance to it.
I'm saying some women don't want no men that got a 9-to-5.
Call, this is 407. K1. It's 407-821-9370.
Come on, K. Call in.
Man, I don't say that. Y'all can go back in my...
Ain't no more good men left. Gangsta
past.
What's that, your gangster past?
Yeah, my gangster past on the show, man. I done told y'all. You can't say, what is a good man to you? Don't go off somebody else's definition of a good man. He might not have to have a damn... you know, six-figure job, bringing in, come and take care of you. You just want to feel good. That's a good man to you. You know, stop trying to define your version of a good man as to the next person's
status. Because everybody looking at some people, I ain't going to say everybody, some people looking at that, like, the friend household. Oh, because he do this, he do that, he do this, he do that.
Right.
That don't make him a good man.
Remember, one more time, I don't think she heard it.
Okay, you ready for the number?
I'm typing it in the
407.
I just put it in the chat.
Oh, okay. 821-9370.
Yeah. So
hey,
so
that bitch say 1K. No.
So look, check it out.
Dialogue.
This
You pinned it. I pinned it.
Okay, here we go. All right, we got a call.
I'm scared of this one.
Oh, this the OG right here. It's the OG right
Sunday
here.
The Scoop. Welcome to the show.
What's
y'all?
Up, yeah?
Hey, what it do?
What's up, brother?
What's up?
What's up,
Ja and Tony?
What's up,
what it is, K?
Okay, listen, y'all going too far. I can't keep up. Y'all going too fast. I can't keep up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's how this thing be.
No, I'm saying, like, I had an answer for one of y'all questions, but okay. I can't remember
what
it is.
Probably PJ question.
Which question?
Turn down your volume, Kay. Turn down your volume.
Yeah.
Yeah. What you ask, PJ?
Yeah, I said, go ahead. Just go with the answer.
You just hung up on my brother.
I said, turn down your volume, Kay. Don't hang up. And you don't... Yeah, listen. Yeah, call back and give us the answer. It don't matter which question it was. If anything, I can recall and I'll bring it back up as far as the question go. Because, like I said, all right, here we go. We back in.
I'll bring it back up as far as the question go.
All right, let's go.
Like Scoop, I said, all right, here we go.
Live.
My bad. I was turning it down. Y'all know y'all got me on this iPhone. I ain't really iPhone.
Just turn your volume
like
down
that.
On your iPhone.
No, that just send that bitch back and come back to Android, cuz. Send that shit back and come back to Android where it's simple. They don't take all that dumb shit that they got going on.
No, it's something in the background.
Exactly. I have an Android.
Android, cuz. Team Android.
She got both of them. Bitches, right?
She got both.
Yeah, but she prefer her Android, so.
No, she don't.
She just doing the iPhone and fuck with you motherfuckers.
Okay, PJ, what you had said? Hey, Stefani.
I know one thing I was saying was the last question I asked was about are women willing to wait it out, though? You know, when it comes down to them always saying there's no good man left out here, you know, just you know, man ain't shit. So I just was trying to ask, are those women that say that for the most part are willing to wait it out, really? Is it, you know, can they be true to themselves, real with themselves about waiting it out?
Yeah, it's to me, it's not a matter of waiting. I think that a lot of times as women, we don't really think about what's the bigger picture. You can wait as long as you want, but if you're not ready for that good man, you're gonna miss him, if you get what I'm saying.
So it's just the
for that good man, you're gonna miss him. Like it's more of a matter of, like, when we pray for a good man, we also need to pray, like, to be ready for him, so when we get him, we will, you know, we won't mess it up.
Yeah, putting in that personal work, that self you know, that self work, self accountability, that self putting a lot of that, you know, the work that women kind of bypass because they like being in relationships, so they like being in something.
Yeah.
So putting that personal work, that stuff,
you know, exactly. You need to put yourself accountability, yeah, and you also need to be at a place to where, because it's gonna be work. It's gonna be work on both ends, but you need to be ready so that way when you see him, you can treat him as your king as well as sin that he's treating you as a queen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what piece of advice would you have, right, for? As far as women that would say what the topic says, are there any good men left? And
okay, so what piece of advice would you have?
So I guess it'd be
the women that would say what the topic
be prepared
says,
yourself. Right?
There are good men left. But can you recognize a good man when you get him?
I think that was Tony's question, which was saying,
yes.
What is...
My phone breaking up so bad, I'm trying to get this to work right. But
that's why
I
we
can't.
Said you got
to
turn your volume down
your
on the show. On the
turn
show.
The other phone down.
I think that was Tony's question, which was saying, what is...
She got to turn the other phone down.
Yeah.
If you turn...
I did. On my other phone.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, because you watching it on the other phone.
There you go.
Okay.
There we go.
Is
we trap or die right now, Kay. Come on, Kay.
All right, we got it. All right, that's it. Now, can you
hear? Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm watching it on the other phone.
All right, yeah, you watching on the other phone, but you can listen to us. That way now it's no delay.
Because, okay, so is right. That better?
Yeah, it's way better.
Yeah, because I was I can be honest, I could put myself out there because I don't have no problem. I was never the type of person that waited, you know, and because of that, I always found myself in the same situation and always not really analyzing the relationship, the person, you know, just kind of going through the motions of relationships.
Right.
And that's why it always ended out the way it did, because I was just going through with it. But once I took that time, you know, and I realized, like, you know, okay, these are all life lessons. I have to take everything that I've been through and put it into, you know, my mental.
Right.
You know, so when my husband came along, I was able to see that, okay, this is all what it's about. I was able to take those life lessons and put them in my relationship now, which is why we flourish so much.
Okay.
Mm. Congratulations, Jake.
Thank you.
Congratulations. First off,
it's tripping. But no, it's good men out there. You just have to be ready for that good man, you know, because they'll pass you by if you're not ready. Because a lot of women can run men away because we're not ready. We're mentally dealing with situations from past relationships, and we bring them into our new relationships, and therefore it pushes that man away.
Now y'all see why I said,
there you go.
Don't come to me if you broke it.
No, I believe
that line was, stay your broken ass away from me. That's okay. What you said.
That's what I said.
You went all. That's
what I said.
Don't come to me if you're broken. Okay, nah,
but that's what I said,
well, stay
though.
Your broken ass over there then, bitch.
But
that's
what
you
said. That is the truth. That is true. Right?
That was his words, cuz, not mine.
Hey, Kay, am I wrong for saying that?
Saying what?
Cuz
stay your broken ass over there.
If a person is broken, they should not try to
be in a relationship.
Be in a relationship until they find their self.
No, you're not wrong for saying that. Problem is the average person doesn't know that they're broken.
And they want to admit
that's the problem.
Right, yeah. Right.
See that part? It's the mental thing. They don't know.
But she knows she's broken.
Man. No, I'm telling you. How many people do you hear say, ain't nothing wrong with me? It's nothing wrong with them. How many people do you hear say that?
I'm not saying, what I'm saying in general is, okay, you just got out of a broken relationship. You're broken because you're hurt. Some girls that are broken, they can move on knowing this nigga want shit, he mean shit, mm-hmm. He just a piece of shit.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
You probably not broken, but you got out of a broken relationship. Now, what I'm saying you're broken is when you don't trust nothing, you don't believe in nothing, you're broken.
But a lot of people, like she's saying, think that it's perfectly fine and okay. So they're never like, you see what I mean? Like just
right, a narcissist, right? I get what Kay's saying.
They think it's fine. It's okay.
Anytime you take in something you have been through in a past relationship and you're bringing it into your new relationship,
that's fair.
A problem.
That is not fair to the new person.
And you will run that man away with that bush.
Right. Or you will run that woman away. We're not just going to fix our damn self.
We just can't go. Right, because it's a lot of men.
I don't care a lot of baggage into some of the shit that I have out going on.
Okay, we're going.
It's time to be at me for a dollar. Oh, you just want me for my money. All right, that's what I go with. Because the last woman, so in my mind, anytime somebody asks me for money, so I understand. Okay. So I had to understand that it is okay to spoil your chick. Not everybody wants your goddamn money. But it's okay to
get a woman hair done. You remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
No, that still ain't okay.
He done did a lot of hair dudes since then.
Who? Who?
All right. Hey, listen.
I just paid for my baby hair dude to get done. Shout out to Dominique. Maybe I didn't even think I paid for it. I think my mama paid for it. Never mind. Hey. Come back to Dominique.
All right, so listen.
For her hair dude. My bad. I just want to give her credit because when I get her, she be like, you ain't paid for it.
Hey, Kay.
Yes, I'm still home.
Kay?
I'm there.
Kay.
She's just chilling.
I still miss them parties.
Oh, my God. Listen.
It's okay, Kay. Listen.
I don't even go out no more. So I don't even know the first thing about a party.
Thank Kay. I'm just saying.
I miss the salon. Can I come back to your new salon, please?
You always welcome. You ain't came through to see me. You don't really mess with me like that. Even though you my blood, you don't really mess with me like that.
I can't mess. You know why I stopped messing with you like that? Cause I'll be honest.
Why you stop messing with me?
You want me to tell you? Y'all remember when Russell was hot? Russell the gang?
No.
Mm-hmm.
You.
Oh yeah, I was tearing your ass up.
She beat the fuck out my ass. Like,
oh, so you did. Like, oh, so you did.
Then it was one game. Like, it was one game. And like, I don't know. I had got like a lot of words right.
Yeah,
but
word, she ain't never word come, games.
Yeah, she ain't.
Oh, Russell. Yes, yes, yes.
But she ain't never come back and finish that game. And I thought that would have been the only time I beat Kay. So I just, Russell, all right, cuz.
Batman, none of that shit. You not finna beat her.
Nah, she was, Kay was hell in Russell. Man, I ain't gonna lie. I would bet money with her ass on Russell. No
Kay had the best house parties.
Because I'm gonna do better. I'm sorry. I'm gonna do better. I'm gonna pull up to the shop and sweep up the floor or some shit. I don't know.
No, whatever.
Where your shop at, Kay?
Huh?
I ain't been to the shop yet.
New shop.
I'm right there where that barbershop used to be on OBT and Church behind that Metro.
OBT and Church.
And Church Street, yeah. Pretty much like right on that corner. Yeah, you know where that barbershop used to be?
Listen, y'all as soon as you think about
it. Ice cream spot.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, well, Kay, on the other I'm going to come though. And stop over there because, you know, I ain't been to your shop in so long.
Yeah, I'm back up. I'm over there.
All right. There it is then. I'm going to come have a drink with you, Kay.
I'm gonna come ask you download. I'm gonna hold you till you word.
It be to my download. Russell asked for a rematch.
That's all I want is a rematch. That's it.
All right,
Kay.
Yep, appreciate you.
But I can't say this. Let me say this to the ladies though. It's really no limit to your waiting process. Nobody can tell you how long you have to wait or how long it gotta be. The bigger picture is like just really focusing on yourself, releasing everything that you've been through and using it to make your relationships better, your future relationships better, you know, instead of holding it and ruining relationships because you're bringing things from the past. That's really what it's about. It's almost like self-motivation, you know?
Yes, it is. Yes. Hey, I like that. We appreciate that.
And if y'all don't know who that is talking, ladies and gentlemen, that is Jakay, one of the legendary hairstylists in Orlando.
In Florida.
In Florida. I don't travel that much, goat. So
she
I
just is one of the goats.
By Orlando, you know what I'm saying? I don't. In my past, I hit a lot of girls because they thought Kay would give them a discount on their hairdo.
We don't do that.
Thank you for that one thing.
I think Kay gave me a discount that one time when me and the old girl. When she had to come to your shop after the
club. Oh, yeah, and you had to snatch that hair off. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I did.
I heard a dentist office lay. I heard a dentist appointment. Nigga,
shout out to Kay once again. That's my dog.
Oh, Lord, man. Y'all trying to take me back. Y'all taking me back.
I don't snatch it out. And I can't find none of the bobby pins right now.
Hair weave killer.
And she got to go back home.
Yeah, he was a hair weave killer. For a second. He's a changed man, though, now.
Oh, yeah. Everything good.
All right, cool. We appreciate you, sir. And we appreciate that.
All right, I'll see y'all later.
That wisdom on that on this topic.
All right, so
back in the comments.
About to jump into this riddle.
Yep, I'm ready. Let's go. Riddle of the day. Riddle of the day said a little something like this. It was crazy as hell.
I mean,
Tony, you got a joke?
I do.
Oh shit. He prepared.
Be prepared.
He say, what's white and sticky?
This
better to spit than to swallow. Okay, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh well. Shit.
What is white and sticky and better to stick and better to spit than to swallow?
Elmer's glue.
White and sticky.
And it's Elmer's glue. To
spit.
Cause it spit than out.
To swallow. Better.
Spitting is for quitters. We need you to swallow.
Exactly.
Well, that is a problem with this. I knew something was wrong with this riddle.
Oh, shit.
I knew something was wrong with
this riddle. Wrong with that riddle.
Yeah. I knew something was wrong with this riddle. I knew it. All right, y'all.
Get that protein.
Any answers in the comments? ladies and gents, new, going once, going twice.
Fellas, ask your ladies, ask your ladies, ask your ladies.
What is white and sticky?
Say, hey, babe.
And better to spit in some.
Hold on, so it's a better.
Breast milk.
It's a better than, hold on, repeat that. It's a better to spit than to swallow?
Than to swallow. Breast milk. That's what the comments say, but I say better to spit in.
No, it ain't better to spit.
Okay, better to spit, but sometimes you swallow.
Yeah.
How about that?
Get that protein.
You can't get no better than that.
That ain't nothing but extra protein.
Come on now.
Get your protein shot for the day.
What is white and sticky and better to spit, but sometimes you swallow?
Oops, my bad.
Anybody? Comments? Nigga. All right. No.
Everybody's getting answered out. I say it's Elmer's glue.
Okay, Elmer's glue.
I don't know.
Tony, what you got?
He just ready for the joke of the day.
This penis. Because I ain't tell y'all what happened to me last night, so don't worry about it.
I mean, after this, really, you're supposed to tell us what you
do. Oh, you talking about the show?
But I'm talking about the, what's the name?
Okay.
What's the answer?
I needed to take a sip after that or something.
Let's go. The answer is.
Oh, so somebody said toothpaste.
Toothpaste. That's the answer.
That's the.
I think I heard that one before. I might want the answer. I knew the answer, but.
But is toothpaste sticky?
People want to go outside and Google.
Yeah, people think they slick.
In. And walk back in, and then get the
that shit don't count.
I hate smart people. Y'all get on my fucking nerves.
I'm saying though, like,
just be dumb like the people from Jones
and Evans.
The fuck? The fuck?
All right, check this out.
It's a Jacques.
It says, I ain't gonna do that one.
All right.
Let's go to the quarter of the day and then I'll let you let's go to the.
What does peanut butter and strippers have in common?
Shit. They both thick.
Good answer. Good answer.
Okay.
Peanut butter.
But not all strippers are thick.
Yeah, true.
And strippers.
And some that got a washboard back there.
Oh. They go, no, that ain't.
They bad. Both go nuts.
That's like, another good one. Keep it going, boy. You on the road.
Okay. They both creamy.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Hey, John, I ain't even gonna lie. That was one of my first thoughts. No. I was like, nah, I can't say that shit.
You didn't want to say that shit.
I said I can't say that.
We know who be in the back room at them club.
Hey, I can't say none of that.
Alright, I'm done.
They both spread for the bread.
Ooh.
Hey, one of my coworkers told me that, bro. I was like, whoa.
They both spread for the bread.
And keep in mind, so this coworker was not black who told me this.
Wow.
So that made it even better when he told me this shit. I was like, oh, wow.
Wow. They like that one.
They both spread for the bread.
They both spread for the bread. Wow.
Okay, all right, so check it out, man.
I thought that was fitting because we were talking about strippers earlier too, so you know, just throw it all up in there. Thank you, cuz and Safona, y'all like my joke. That's what's up. I appreciate it.
Listen, I like that one, bro.
They both spread for the bread.
Yes, sir.
I like that.
I see.
Check it out. We got this
nigga shaking his head and every damn thing. You know, I got a little bread. Let me see who's going to spread.
I'm not sure if we actually use this quote.
Oh,
but
if you're not sure, just keep your arms down.
Nah, it's fine. I think it's good enough to double up, though, if we did. Sure. It says, the quote of the day says this. It says, you say you're cutting off people because they're not checking up on you. Meanwhile, they're going through hell and no one is checking up on them. So, I think we might have.
Hold on. Wait. I'm sorry.
That was a quote from a broken person.
Can you read that again?
He's saying that people cut off people because, listen, you're cutting off people because they're not checking up on you. Meanwhile, they're going through hell themselves and no one's checking up on them.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
So it's just a thing with social media. Y'all think everything, you know, all good. You think everything golden,
peaches and cream.
Right. But, you know, and then you're cutting people off because they ain't checking up on you. Meanwhile, they going through a severe. And with what's going on in today's world, you just never know what people are going through, what they're experiencing. So
with that,
call them damn people anyway. Shit. Yep. See what I'm saying?
I mean, I do that. I'm a random calling person. Shout out to my homegirl, Trina. I had inboxed her. Trina B. I was like, hey, bro, call me. And she called me like ASAP. And she was like, what, Tony? I was like, oh, I thought you changed your number. I was just calling to check on you. That's it. Make sure you're all right. I got a lot of friends that's like that. The ones that I don't see them all the time, but they still my friends. So I call them and check on them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, shoot, I got family like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, that is crazy, though.
You know. Ain't got to necessarily have a reason to call somebody, but at the same time, though, I think that to the people that cut people off because they don't call, I think y'all childish. In the words of Jock, y'all need to grow the fuck up.
Childish ass.
Like, you can't cut somebody off with no reason just because they
don't call you. They don't call you.
To me, that's just stupid.
I mean, I got friends I don't even talk to every day.
Right, like Tony.
Every week.
Like Tony.
But as soon as I call, it seemed like I just talked to you yesterday.
Yeah. Or you might be sharpening blades in the garage or something.
Yeah. Bored motherfuckers. You know?
Yeah.
Hey, that's why they said that women ask men to do everything. Because, you say, always ask men to do something. Because they're boring themselves already. They're boring already. You get what I'm saying? And that's why a woman is always asking a man what we doing because they born.
Oh, shit. Now, I see you for the start of a damn campfire.
I seen a post. I ain't got nothing to do.
You didn't have to bring that up. We for the end of the show.
Yeah, that's it.
And now that's a whole nother topic.
I don't know what the hell he said. So
he basically said females only fuck with us because they ass bored.
Yeah, they bored.
They only fuck with them because I'm bored.
See, oh, shit. See, y'all, don't forget. You niggas got to go home.
Don't forget. Don't forget, goddammit. Right. I just paid good money for a sofa.
I just paid an extra month to live there.
Yeah, man. Shit.
All right.
I got 30 days before she can kick me out.
So the fuck? Hey, man, so we dropped these tags, man. You know, give you shout outs, man. And go ahead. Any last, last words on the topic? You know what I mean? Anything you want to sum
it
up?
It is good men out there. There is good women out there.
And it's good.
In the words of K.
And it's good puts.
There is good women and good men out there.
And it's good P and it's good D.
I ain't about to vouch for the second part. He can be a good man.
That's all I'm going to say.
That nigga ain't doing nothing. She can be a good woman, but she ain't doing nothing. Y'all remember the riddle? It's okay to spit out but not swallow. She may not be a good woman. So I don't know.
Have no clue right now.
Yeah, so that is when you have to give them a chance.
I got shit to do. I had answers.
She said, you better be bored today, PJ.
I got shit to do.
Yeah. Fuck that. It's Sunday. It's man's day. We ain't doing shit.
Right when this motherfucking show over, I'm going to pop my feet up and watch some football. I ain't jumping no goddamn way. You hear me?
I'm thirsty, you better fix me a couple ice water.
And don't let the cue fall on the floor like in Friday either.
Yeah. And I want it leveled.
Leveled.
Where when I tilt the cup, it don't spill.
I hate uneven cups of water.
Thank you.
The fuck?
Shit. The fuck?
All right, man. That's our show. We was just talking shit just to get y'all all hyped up. Only so y'all can be ready to comment and call in, and we out. Hit the theme music, PJ.
Yes. like you say, I feel blessed on this one.
Yeah.